La 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 la. Ho 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 ho. Here is old Santa Claus looking down your chimney. My, you need your tonsils out, my dear. Well, let's see, what other fascinating news can old Carly talk to Florence about now that he's got his tape recorder running? I can make all this noise and you can understand what I'm saying. And now I have to come to the point where I've got to reconstruct my thoughts. Chotamote kudasai. I guess I haven't told you that I've been studying Vietnamese pretty seriously, and I've got a nice young fellow that I run into in military side. He's a young fellow that was in the army and got shot up, and he's out now, and he speaks English fairly well. But he's got a nice personality and he likes to talk, so I'm going over this Vietnamese course that I had, and I'm still on this, excuse me, what's your name? Xin Loi Om Om Ten Yi. Con Om Om Ten Yi, Toi Ten John Smith. Om La Nui An Phai Com, Com Phai Toi La Nui Mi. Which means you're English, aren't you? No, I'm an American. Om Den Vietnam Hoi Nao. When did you come to Vietnam? Toi Mui Den Hom Qua. I just arrived yesterday. Om Noi Ting Viet Jo Lam. You speak Vietnamese very well. Om Hoc Dao Vie. Where did you study? Like that. Yatoi Hoc Mi. I studied in America. You see, you better be careful, boy. I might learn this stuff. And Om Ten Ji and Om Noi Yi, Om Ba Noi Yi, Bahaki and so forth. My name is Hai. What's your name? Toi Ten La Hai. Konom Om Ten Yi. Konom Om Ten Yi. And what's your name? Very, very interesting. The only thing is, there's a lot more to a language than what's your name. And this book is about an inch thick, and it's only the first volume. So I doubt that I'll learn too much, but I think I'm going to concentrate on it for the rest of the time I'm out here, and maybe I can get through the course anyway. So this is, I told you I had a very busy and frustrating day today, and it came off like this, that we have these generators to operate, and they've decided that we have to have qualified generator operators to run them, so they have a school going in Saigon, and they put out a call every once in a while and said, send generator operators to this school. And they had a notice out, so I got together six people and got just about to go to the school when I went down to get some money for them, and they said I couldn't have it because these people weren't on what they call a direct hire. So I wired Da Nang and said I'd like to have the money to send these people. And they wired back and said, if you get the papers in for direct hire by Monday, and this is today, Saturday, that you can go ahead and advance the money. And it takes about 6 weeks to get papers through, because you have to get military Vietnamese military clearance and pictures and things like that. So I finally wired him back and told him, forget it. But I spent all day doing it and trying to get the people together. And nothing happened, which is about normal for the way things go. So my generator operators won't get off. Then today down came the deputy for cords. He's the top civilian in I Corps. Came down to visit and spend a little time with our Mr. Burke, the province senior advisor. And it was nice while he was here. And we had lunch together, he and our crew. The boss said tonight that he seemed to enjoy his visit. He's an easygoing guy. He's not like these first line Foreign Service officer types that everything that is said has to be couched in certain words. But he's relaxing to be around. But he's going to leave next March, and I guess we'll have a handful of stuff out here then. Well, tomorrow's Sunday, baby. I guess I ought to try and go to church, but I still got to do some work to get a lot of people's applications that I have 100 and some of that I've got to get completed and send to Da Nang. So I guess I'll maybe work a little while, but I might get up to church by 10 o'clock. I'm not sure. Tomorrow's the helicopter day. And this means that we've got to get the helicopter out, working into the provinces. I don't anymore, but the rest of the people do. There's always a big strain going on trying to get these people out to the districts, rather. And occasionally we'll take a ride in one anymore. I don't do it like I used to when I had to do it. In this big heat that I was in the other day with the boss, I told him, he said, you don't seem to have been happy since you come back and we changed this organization. And he said, maybe there's something you'd like to do in another department. And I said, anything at all where I can get out here and contribute to this cause. And he said, well, maybe you could go back in refugees. And I said, whatever you think. And I wasn't pressing too far because I was too mad. If I go back in the refugees, I'll have to ride my helicopter a little more. But that's interesting work, and get out and around and get to see the people and talk to them about things. Maybe that's what's bugging me, I don't know. Oh, I know what's bugging me. I just have to be top dog, like I told you before. I ain't playing. And I don't like to have these military types sitting gauging what I'm doing. They don't tell me anything because they don't know what I'm doing, but still I got them kind of, the boss thinks they're telling me. And so that's what's the matter with me. I just don't like to be told what to do, and I'm too stupid to change my ways, and apparently I'm not going to do it because this job has been 6 months since I've been here, and or 4 months this time, 3 months right now, but and I haven't changed my ideas or ways too much, so I better get with it. I must be a real hard to get along with. I didn't think I was that hard to get along with. I thought I was an easygoing guy. Maybe I'll learn to relax when I get to be 80. Well, I hope my old cousin is not overworking himself and putting himself into an early grave. There's no need bumping off too early, is there? I don't know, a guy working that he's doing, something he likes. I imagine it'll preserve him a lot longer than some guys laying around doing nothing with nothing but worries on their mind. I would sure like to get into something to turn a little jack around like those people are investing in and getting involved in. But maybe it's better that you don't, if you just hang around and make a nice little pile and get it invested in the right place in the stock market. Or my stocks have gone up, by the way. They held steady during this election, which means that they're pretty strong stocks, and I expect them by the time I get home to be up pretty good. They're 18 and 20. They should be up 22 if they're good working stocks. Anyway, I think that if they do go up, stay up, I'll put some more money into them, and I'll make enough money just putting it in there to cover the cost of the operation altogether. And that's a pretty good thing. Well, honey, I played tennis yesterday noon. Really good. And I didn't play too hard, but I played for about an hour. And I'm trying to lose weight. And I felt yesterday that I had lost weight. I can tell when I move around. And I've just cut down a little bit on my intake, and by golly, it feels pretty good. So if I can hang with her, I think that I might be back down where I should be. I wasn't too skinny, you said I was, but boy, when a guy feels as good as I did, I don't think you can get too skinny. If you feel good, when you can jump 10 feet in the air or feel like it, that's a sign you've lost some weight, eh? Well, I feel good tonight, and I feel full of love for you. And as I started out as saying this is Saturday night and our night to really howl, I mean that I wish I was close enough to you where I could do a little growling in your ear and a little chewing on your ear too, and maybe a little manhandling, maybe a little headlock and scissors hold, a little wrestling. I'm just dying to get home and get on that rug and stretch out. I'm just dying to see some of those football games that I'm going to be able to see around Christmas. I'm just dying to see that snow out there in the front yard and in the backyard and me in that nice warm house, paddling around on my bare feet, a nice warm carpet, with the pretty wife running around there trying to keep me in or keep me out, keep me something. Wonderful life, isn't it? Anticipation is a wonderful thing. I sure love you, baby. I'm sure fond of you. I'm real glad that you decided to marry up with me, and that you just chased me long enough to let me catch you. I'm real, real happy. And I don't know how to better express myself than to just say that this absence makes the heart grow fonder and fonder and fonder. And I really hope that this tape works well, because you haven't had the opportunity to hear all the words I've said with that crazy way I've run this off before. Maybe it's good because I've repeated a lot, but I'll repeat it again. I love you with all my heart. I'm thinking of you all the time, and I'll be home before too long. So just hang on, take it easy, and keep your snow tires on. Don't be sliding off in the ditch. Take care of my little dog, Cindy. Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Say hello. Hello, Cindy. So goodbye, baby. Take care of yourself. Tell all of our friends hello. And tell my dad and my mom that I'm thinking of them, and I will be coming back to see him pretty soon for Christmas. And old Santa Claus will be at our house, I know. And if he isn't, we can forgive him, because he'll be at somebody else's house that might need him worse than we do. That old star will be lit up on the mountain now, and we'll be looking forward to seeing it.